You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ and the Movies.
I'm Christopher's wife, and today I dished on some new movies, including the new Mortal Kombat film and a sci-fi drama with Anna Kendrick and Toni Collette. And plus, I give you a quick message about Autism Awareness Month. Our first movie is Mortal Kombat, the latest film version of the video game, which transcends from the PG-13 rating to the R rating, but it's more of a movie fans of the game can relate to instead of those who are unfamiliar with the material. I haven't played the game, so I can't really recommend it, although there are aspects of the movie I enjoyed, like the fight sequences and some of the actors, like Mikad Brooks as Jax, a special forces major whose arms gets destroyed by the film's bad guy Sub-Zero, played by Joe Taslim, Josh Lawson as the wisecracking Australian mercenary Kano, who was a backstabber, and Hiroyuki Sanada as the wise ninja Scorpion, whose family was murdered by Sub-Zero, and now centuries later, the remaining champions of Earth must come together for some Mortal Kombat. Originally released in 1992, the year I was born, Mortal Kombat was the first video game to get the mature rating by the Entertainment Software Rating Board, and has been popular for nearly 30 years. For fans, the movie provides them with a better R-rated quality than the Hellboy reboot did, and the action sequences are fun on a video game level, but being a movie based on a video game, it doesn't give the characters their full bases and just assumes that if it becomes a hit, then they can save the rest for its sequels. It has its qualities, but it's not something I could relate to, so for the fans, yes, but if you're outside the targeted audience, skip it. 2.5 stars. And our next movie is Netflix's latest sci-fi drama, Stowaway, which tells the story of a launch support engineer played by Shamir Anderson, who is knocked unconscious and ends up on a ship en route to Mars. The astronauts are played by Anna Kendrick, Daniel Day-Kim, and Toni Collette, and this accident puts the crew at risk because after their carbon dioxide removal assembly gets damaged, there's not enough oxygen to support all four people on the ship. Anderson, whose acting credits include Destroyer and City of Lies, gives the best performance in this movie with strong emotions and a caring personality, and the supporting work from Kendrick, Kim, and Collette are all fantastic. Stowaway is one of those movies in which you don't really need to watch the trailer, but instead read the premise on Internet Movie Database and see where it goes. At first, everything seems fine, but you still know there's a catch, and that catch is the risk the stowaway is accidentally causing for the crew. It's full of choices and dangers, and it has the ability to thrive on the story. This is everything that Voyager's promised to be and wasn't, so check it out, 3.5 stars. And now I want to share with you my perspective of Autism Awareness Month. I started a movie review website called CJ's Movie Madhouse back in 2011, and in 2017, I changed it to CJ at the Movies. I've been learning the ropes of becoming a film critic over the years, thanks to Siskel and Ebert, and my disability is actually quite an ability on that notion. This month should focus on the differences that autistic people can make, especially since New HD Radio is willing to take their talents to new heights. Inside or outside the radio station, you should never underestimate us because we're more than meets the eye. Thank you for listening. Well, those are the movies I reviewed this week and the message I want to give out about Autism Awareness Month. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to CJAtTheMovies.com.